How did we get here? All of us. How did we get to be here in this place, in this church? Some of you might think that it had to do with coming to Sunday school. How many of you did come here as children to Sunday school? Through Sunday school? Well, yeah, quite a few of you. Okay. Now, how did you get here? Were you brought here by your parents or your mothers and fathers? Maybe when you were infants or small children? Let me see a show of hands. Okay. Very good. Maybe as you became older, children or even teenagers, maybe some of relatives of yours, like maybe grandparents or aunts and uncles, may have brought you to church. Anybody here? Had that happen to you? Okay, and how about as adults, young adults or older people, you may have been brought to the church from friends, co-workers. Anyone here? May have happened to? Awesome. Well, in doing so, we became together a church family. We are all God's children. We are all Jesus's children. And we all know this because we have all come together, as I said, as one big happy church family. We celebrate our faith through worship, which is what we do now as we gather here in church. Some of us also sing. You might be a member of the choir. Another way that we celebrate our faith is by praying, and I can assure you that almost every person here, young and old, has prayed or does pray. Okay? As we do this, we are considered one body in Christ. God's Son Jesus brought the children together so that they might get to know him better, which is what our scripture reading is about. I'm going to continue on with that scripture reading. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such of these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. We all have to be like a child in order so that we can welcome God and Jesus into our life. The kingdom of God belongs to all of us children, young and old, all of us here. And we all someday hope to be with him in his kingdom. Which brings me to the second part of my sermon, show me the way to go home. It is our deepest hope that someday we might get to meet God and Jesus in heaven. That is our main goal down here. In order to go home, we have to try to live a good life daily. We all need to do what we need to do to get to that point. One way that we can do this is to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's a very big world that we live in, and some of us are different than others. Some of us are a different color, a different background, religion. And we need to treat these people like they would treat us, because they are our neighbors, and we need to show that we love them. Treat people the way that we would like to be treated. We need to be kind, even to people that may be different than us. Those who may not believe what we believe. We sometimes get hurt along the way. I know that I have been hurt by people. And I know that I've hurt people. I'm not intentionally. None of us, I don't think, wakes up and intentionally wants to hurt someone that day. But sometimes people get hurt along the way. You know, and we need to apologize for that. And we need to forgive those who also hurt us. Yes, we need to be kind and love one another, including those who may be different. As I said, the world is a big place and it's made up of a lot of different people. And in doing so, we need to realize that Jesus is the way. He is the true light of the way, and we must follow him because we know that's how we are going to be with him in the kingdom of God. Here at the Manahawkin United Methodist Church, we are all here to encourage one another on our journey so that we all may be joined together in God's heavenly home. We are all here for one another. I don't know what I would do without this church. This church and the members of this church are my church family. I have gone through quite a few things in my life. And without the great people here in this church, my church family, I don't know how I would have gotten through it. For this, I am grateful. I'm sure some of you can also relate to that as well, that you may have had things go on in your life, and how would you have gotten through it without the love of our church family here at the Manahawkin United Methodist Church? And now I would like to share with you a short story from my own life as I conclude my sermon this morning. My grandfather was a Methodist minister, my mother's father, and he had been sick for quite some time with a heart ailment. He's had heart problems pretty much all of his life. And he had been hospitalized that last time right before Thanksgiving, and he was coming home actually on January 21st, 1982. That night before, that Wednesday night, we had talked to him on the phone. My grandfather had said, we had told him that we were so excited that, Grandpa, you're coming home tomorrow. And we used to call him Rev. As us kids got older, we just picked up a nickname and called him Rev instead of Grandpa. And so I'd say, Rev, and he said, yes. He says, I am going home tomorrow. And my mother got on the phone and she's like, oh, Dad, can't wait. We're so happy. You're coming back to the family. You're going to be with us again. You're coming home tomorrow. And he said, yes, I cannot wait. I'm going home tomorrow. He said the same thing to my grandmother when we told him he was coming home. And he continued to say, I am going home tomorrow. Shortly after that conversation, later that evening, my grandfather passed away. My grandfather did go home. One little word can change things. My grandfather knew that he was going home to be with his Lord, but he was not coming home to be with his family here. All of us here are only here for a short time. We only go around this world once. But we have to remember that we all here are going to end up at the same place. We are all going to go home someday. We're going to be with our Lord, and it's going to be wonderful. Thank you. I'd like to close with a prayer, if we could. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for gathering us here today, for welcoming us in your open arms. We know that you love us. You will always be here for us. Here on earth, we know that what we need to do to be with you, and we know you guide us every step of the way. We are looking forward to that day when we were able to join you again in your heavenly home. Amen.